Good morning. This is Ryan File from the Mail Tribune, and you're listening to the First Thing podcast, where I run down the day's top stories. You can listen to this podcast and others done by my colleagues at mailtribune.com/podcasts. And you can also subscribe on your mobile device using Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and SoundCloud. Here are our top stories today on Thursday, March 8th, 2018. First up, the Oregon legislature has given prosecutors new tools to file felony charges in cases of strangulation, which under previous law often netted offenders only low-level misdemeanor charges. Strangulation is defined as impeding normal breathing or blood circulation by applying pressure to a victim's throat or neck, or by blocking the nose or mouth. The Oregon House and Senate voted unanimously to expand the criteria for felony-level strangulation during a short legislative session that ended Saturday. Strangulation can now be prosecuted as a felony if the victim is a family or household member, or if the crime occurs in the context of domestic violence. Applying pressure to the chest that impedes breathing also now qualifies as strangulation. Previously, strangulation could be elevated to a felony only if other conditions were met, such as if the victim was younger than 10, the victim was pregnant, the crime was committed in the presence of a child, or the offender had at least 3 prior convictions for strangulation, assault, or menacing. That meant a perpetrator without violent crime convictions would face only a misdemeanor charge if he or she strangled an adult while the two were alone, a common scenario. And next up, Medford police are seeking information on recent vandalism at Lone Pine Elementary and North Medford High School. Vandals used spray paint to tag North's baseball complex and several surfaces at Lone Pine Monday night. After district employees cleaned up the majority of the graffiti, 2 suspects went to Lone Pine at around midnight Wednesday, according to security camera footage. They spray-painted doors, walls, outdoor hallways, and playground equipment, among other areas. The spray-painted images included several pairs of eyes, snakes, and messages such as, quote, "We are watching," and, quote, "Remember, kids, DNA is evolution's memory." Security camera footage from March 7th showed one of the suspects wearing a dark mask while tagging exterior doors. Both suspects in the videos were wearing sweatshirts and sweatpants. Anyone with information about the incidents is asked to call the Medford Police Department tip line at 541-618-1847. And last up, Rogue Community College officials say their decision to move the school's nursing program to Jackson County in 2020 will benefit students the most, even as some Josephine County residents say the move signifies disinvestment in the Redwood campus. RCC's Board of Education, at its February 27th meeting, voted 4-3 to move the associate degree nursing program from Grants Pass to a new Allied Health building to be built at the school's Table Rock campus in White City. The decision came after about 3 months of deliberating and taking community input, as the nursing program is one of the school's more competitive tracks. And that is it for today. Be sure to check out full versions of these stories at our website, mailtribune.com, and be sure to follow us on social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, and YouTube. Have a great day!